It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
You can let me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
You know, Kerry, I love that when it says... the one and only. There could always be a doppelganger, I've heard, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a doppelganger? Do you know?
Yeah, actually. One time I was on social media, and it was a friend of mine, and she posted a picture with some person. And I was like, I thought it was me.
Really?
And I was like, wait, who is that person? I need to know.
Excuse me. Maybe they photoshopped you in.
No, it was definitely just like a whole other person that... looks Whoa. Just like me, and I was super creepy.
I was just being kind of random and going with the guy, because I just met somebody who looks like a famous, a semi-famous movie star from the 80s, mm-hmm. and I was like, you have a doppelganger, and now I just kind of brought it up because he said, the one and only, and I'm like, well, I'm not so sure about that, because I heard that I do have one, or did, back in the day, yeah. running around Vegas, making mayhem, and my sister even thought it was me, so I'm not sure there's a one and only, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always weird when you see somebody who looks like you.
I never saw him, but apparently other people did. And, I left town. That's not the reason, but I got a job in Laughlin after that. But, I'm kind of glad I did now. He can leave his own mayhem in the wake.
And yeah, he was ruining
will know
your
it's
reputation.
Not me. Right, exactly. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Without further ado, it's Wednesday, August 12th, October 12th, boy, 2022. So it's a doppelganger month now. October 12, 2022, we have Kerry Singer in the studio. She's the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. You were here last month.
Yes, I just didn't talk very much, so this time we're going to try and do that more.
I can see that. I could see that when we were in here talking. I'm like, boy, she's talking a lot more than I thought she would. So apparently Lisa Kruger saw something that said you could replace the rabbit chipmunk.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
I'm kidding. I didn't mean to put.
Like
I'm not
I said
putting
last
you on the
time,
spot.
We love Nikki, but yeah, yes. I'm going to be doing it now, and hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. I haven't lost anybody yet, so you're going to be fine.
Perfect.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got the Havasu Area Chamber on today, along with SunPower by Esme Electric. It'll either be Breck or Brandon, I'm told, so they'll be in towards the bottom of the hour. And tonight we've got Phoenix Suns preseason basketball action over on the sports station. They are at home against Sacramento. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off. And then tomorrow, the name I'm still getting used to for Thursday night football, the Washington Commanders. Not the Washington football team, not the Skins, or the Redskins, but the Washington Commanders against a team who's had the same name forever and ever, the Bears, right? The Chicago Bears. 4:30 is the pregame, kickoff around 5:10, 5:15-ish, and again, that's 94.3, 100.5, and on 980 a.m. on Friday, this is the a.m. only, along with KNTRSports.com, will be streaming from Lake Havasu High School. It's the Havasu High Fighting Knights hosting the Gila Ridge Hawks. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:45 pregame with Steve Greeley and Bill Beckman on the mic. So, again, sometime later today, you'll be able to check out the schedule. I meant to get to that right before the show, but that is always posted at KNTRSports.com. Now, before we get to chamber stuff, I have to show this to you. Have you heard about this? It's the Formula One Race Ride Experience Contest. I know you're big into social media, Carrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Romer Beverage, a Romer Beverage promotion, and it's on Instagram and Facebook, all right? It's part of the Lake Havasu Classic Outboard Championships that are this weekend, Thompson Bay, and it's just around the corner. Romer Beverage is giving three lucky winners, not just one, three lucky winners ages 21 and up, the chance to ride in the purpose-built Formula One two-seater that's used as the series pace boat.
Would that's amazing.
They should let you drive, though, right?
Yes,
absolutely. Or let me drive.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I haven't seen you drive yet.
I've only wrecked a car a few times, so.
Hey, I have the nickname of Rain Man because I'm an excellent driver, you know, especially around the driveway. So. All right, so it's you have to like the post at Romer Beverage. Just go to their Facebook page or their Instagram page. Tag two friends, which means you have to share it, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then follow at Romer Beverage on either Facebook or Instagram. That's at Romer Beverage, the at sign, as we used to call it. Yeah, it's now part of the lexicon when it comes to social media, right?
Hashtag.
Yeah, pound, or what is, yeah, hashtag, sorry. Mm-hmm. See, I still call it the pound sign. It's hashtag, but that's more of a at, not, it's not the hashtag they're saying. Go follow at Romer Beverage. So there you go. Giveaway closes on, let's see, three winners will be chosen, and potential winners will have 12 hours to respond. So the you'll be able to drive the boat on either October 14th, 15th, or 16th. That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
That's when the boat's going to be used anyway. So, yeah, pretty cool promotion there by Romer Beverage. So, all right, the chamber. So we got a lot going on, especially when it comes to events.
Yes, we are entering into our busy season. So we have Desert Bash coming up. That's the off-road poker run. Our title sponsor is Anderson Power Sports. It's the 9th and 10th of December. We have 40 tickets still available for the poker run and 30 spaces available for camping. We will have Funtime Inflatables out there on Friday and Saturday with a mechanical bull, zip lining, and a rock wall. Stoney's Grill and Sweet Breeze Crepes will be catering. And, they'll be doing breakfast, and they'll be there Friday and Saturday. So definitely come on out and see what's going on. And then we have Winterfest, of course.
Let's go back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to talk about Desert Bash.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets have already gone on sale online?
Yes, tickets are – yes. They went on sale back in September, and we have 40 still available for the run and then 30 for camping.
That's like a jaw dropper. Normally they go – like they're gone, you know, like right away. But, yeah, when people wait for those tickets to go on sale online. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard that. I think, from what I heard, sometimes it sells out, but sometimes it also sells out eventually, but not like in a couple days.
Right.
Like, because, I mean, we still have 2 months, so.
Right. And what is this event set for, December or January?
December 9th and 10th.
So it's December 9th and 10th. So you're running out of time because there's only 40 tickets left, folks. So what's the website where people can go to find those?
You go to the Havasu Chambers website and then go to our events page, and there'll be a link to the Desert Bash on there.
Desert Bash. That's what you want to look for, folks. So how much are tickets? We don't know?
I'm not sure how much tickets are.
That's fine. We'll look at it in the break, and we'll find out for you.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. All right. So, again, let's talk about Winterfest, since I so rudely interrupted.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that.
So Winterfest, it's February 4th and 5th this year. We'll have 200 vendors and 11 food trucks, and we are still looking for a sponsor for this event. So if you know anybody who might be interested in sponsoring Winterfest this year, that is still available.
Like a title sponsor?
Yes.
Or all sponsors?
All sponsors. And title. We need an entertainment sponsor, so we need somebody to sponsor the music.
The beer garden?
The beer garden. We're still looking for all the sponsors.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, the weekend before the Super Bowl? Is that what it is? Last year it fell on the same weekend because the NFL didn't get the memo.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, so it's before the Super Bowl this year. Don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
So February 4th and 5th.
Have you ever been to this event?
I have been to this event. I went last year.
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Black Cat X played last year in the Beer Garden on Sunday. And there was another band from LA that played Saturday. I don't know if you saw them or not. 16 to 20 years old, playing all classic rock.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They were doing Janis Joplin and all kinds of, it was crazy. It's like, wait a minute, how old are they? You close your eyes and you think it's an older group that's playing, and they were fantastic. So yeah. I don't remember the name right off the bat, but they were really, really, really good. So a group of kids, I want to say kids, but young adults from L.A. So
kind of like Greta Van Fleet-esque.
What's that?
Greta Van Fleet.
I don't know the name.
Greta Van Fleet is a band.
That's what I mean. I don't know the band name.
They're younger guys.
Oh.
But they sound very 70s, 80s.
Younger guys named Greta. I like it. I named it after a woman. Perfect. So what about Bands and Brews? Now, this is a chamber leadership event, correct?
The chamber CFL board puts it on, and that will be March 18th at London Bridge Beach, and sponsorships are still available for that event as well. There will be food, lots of beer. We're going to have spirits there as well. Copper Still is going to be there. So it'll be from 11 to 5, and it's going to be a fantastic event.
Oh,
very similar to some other events that's been similar to that in the past.
Yeah, last year was their maiden voyage on that, right? The inaugural.
Yeah.
So I guess they did pretty well.
Yeah, they're going to try it again. So
is that a different leadership class putting that on then this year, you would think? Because they have a different class every year, right?
Yeah,
the leadership class actually puts on the event.
Yep, so there's the CFL board, and then there's a different leadership class every year.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to offer support on that one. I gotcha. Okay. What about, did you want to go into the mixer yet?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
We have a mixer coming up at the end of this month. It's October 27th. It will be at Havasu Community Health Foundation from 5 to 7 p.m. And they are offering free vaccines at this event for flu, pneumonia, tetanus, and COVID. So that's something different. It's our typical mixer which is $5 for members and $10 for non-members, but they're also doing vaccines, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like to call those ones, especially the like inoculations, you know, especially the tetanus and that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's great. And do you know if there's a charge for those or?
No, the vaccines are going to be completely free if you get it at the mixer.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. What was the date on that again?
October 27th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Havasu Community Healthcare Foundation.
All right. Perfect. Sometimes I have to do other stuff, so that attention deficit disorder takes over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to hear it twice.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. All right. Let's take a short break. Again, we're with Carrie Singer. She is the Investment Membership Manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll get Carrie's request for music when we come back. I'm sure it's going to be a little eclectic, the taste, judging by the band name that you threw out earlier, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We do that every Thursday with Brian Springberg, too.
Oh,
he gives me all kinds of new titles, right? Brian will be here tomorrow, by the way, with Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And then, he'll give you all the investment advice and what's happening with the stock market and that sort of thing, as he does usually every Thursday. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Bought some cheap shades at the Amco station. They make me feel like I'm home vacation on my own island, Motor City Paradise.
Waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing.
That was a great choice, by the way.
Thank you. I love John Mayer.
Wasn't the first choice, but it was a great choice.
Yeah, it was not the first choice, but we got there.
What was the band you had me search?
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise. I'll have to check that out.
They're great.
And I imagine they are. We just weren't sure about content, folks. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Arizona Financial Credit Union, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, by Patio Paradise, and samsguns.com. And don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at kntrtalk.com. And the Lake Havasu City app also has our archives available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And something we tell people constantly, especially when the chamber's on, to buy local or buy local. I love that saying, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't know if you know about this, but it's the Community Healthcare Expo going on. It's presented by River Cities United Way. This is going on today until 2 p.m. at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. And the sponsors are WellCare, Haven Health, Horizon Health Transport, Beacon of Hope Hospice, Hospice Compassus, WACOG, and numerous other sponsors. And it's presented by Western Arizona Senior Living and River Cities United Way. So that's the Healthcare Expo. It's 40 providers and local resources and wellness experts, live DJ, and hula. A hula presentation.
Wow.
Or they're teaching hula. I'm not really sure. I didn't really get the word from Angie on that one. Angie Foltz, who brought Western Arizona Senior Living to Lake Havasu City. I don't know if you know Angie or not. She's doing a great job. It's westernaz.com. Anyway, she sent me this flyer, and I told her I'd get the word out. And it's free to the public, by the way, folks, so go check that out. Again, that's today until 2 p.m. John Mayer just ended right on cue. How about that?
That's been perfect.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Good job, Mr. Producer. All right. So we did get the update on Desert Bash, and we have the entry fee and all that.
Yes. So to enter a vehicle and for a raffle ticket and your poker hand, it's $90. And then it's $15 extra for any additional poker hands. And then it is $50 to camp.
Perfect. So if you just want to go out there and camp and be with your friends who are part of the poker run and that, $50.
That's it.
Not too bad.
Not just at all.
A trip to the ATM, basically, anymore, right?
Yeah, or you could just do it online and not even have to worry about
yeah, right.
pulling cash out of the ATM.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, that's just basically a trip to the ATM these days, $50.
Yeah.
If you put it in perspective. So, and then you can pay for all that online, correct?
Yep, it can all be done online.
All right, perfect. All right, so we talked about the mixer. Now, let's get into Job Bank. This is actually really cool, something that's on our website as well.
Yes, y'all do help us support that. But so the Chamber Job Bank it's exactly what it sounds like. We encourage any applicants, people who are looking for jobs, to submit their resume to our Job Bank, because then they are accessible to all of our employers, all of our members, who can go through those applications and reach out to you. And then also, for our members and future members, anytime you're looking to hire people, please submit your position. We internally review it, and then we post the job. And then you also have access to all of our resumes and applicants. So it's a great way for people to hire local, people who are looking for local jobs, and it's free. You know, I know some of the bigger ones cost quite a bit of money.
Right.
But, yeah, that's actually how I got my job at the Chamber. So I know it works. I know some people check it.
No, I'm just saying people actually mm-hmm. read the applications that come in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the 3 months it sat in the Job Bank, I got a couple of calls from people looking to hire me. So yeah, it definitely is. It's there. It works. It's reputable. So yeah, check it out.
That's a big deal for job seekers to know that it works.
Yeah.
When they apply online, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, just the fact that it's all real jobs, real employers, real positions that are being filled, you know, because I feel like so much on the other job boards can kind of be filler stuff.
Years and years ago, at the beginnings of the internet, you know, the interwebs, if you will, I applied for a job here locally. I lived out of town. I applied locally 3 times. Nothing, right? And I thought, wow, that's really weird, because they told me to apply online.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the owner. It wasn't here where I'm working now, but I did call the owner, and the next day I got an interview. So, but it was like, no, they had the application mm-hmm. in their database, but just
never got around to it.
Never really looked at it, I guess. But now it's a little different, people, mm-hmm. and it's especially good to know that works when you go through the Job Bank, and that you did get a couple of other hits.
Yes. Yep. They weren't a perfect match, but
right.
I knew people were looking.
Right. Is that important nowadays, the perfect match? you think?
For getting for a job?
Yeah.
Personally, absolutely.
Sometimes for me it was 80%.
I mean, that's. I feel like it kind of, you start off, it, if you get a job in maybe your first 6 months of looking, depending on your financial situation, you're still going to hold out for that perfect match. And then maybe 6 to 12 months, it's like, okay, 80%, 75%.
Right.
And then for like every month after that, right, it probably drops.
Totally get it. But now there's that perfect match with you and the chamber.
Yes. Yeah, I could not have made up a better job for me. It's exactly what, it fits my personality very well.
So you grew up in Texas, you told me, right?
Correct.
How did you get to the tri-state area?
My significant other got a job here, so never heard of this place. I didn't know that there was a lake in the desert, but
there's a couple of them.
There's a
Mojave
few, yeah.
And Havasu.
Right.
That's funny.
But yeah, saw pictures and we visited and it was fantastic. So I grew up in the deserts of West Texas, so the desert part didn't scare me, but
right.
Yeah, so now we're here and we love it. It's been a little bit over a year, so yeah, moved here.
I'm not even going to ask permission now because you told me, but you grew up in the same town as W, right?
Yeah, sure did.
Or W.
Yep, graduated from the same high school as him, so my grandmother's house is a few blocks over from his childhood home, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can hold up a banner that says America.
Midland's little claim to fame.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's actually really, really cool. So, all right. So, again, she's Carrie Singer. She's the new investment membership manager at the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Anything else you want to get out there before we go on to the next segment?
Yeah, I would just kind of like to do a new member shout out for all the people who have joined the chamber recently. We have Visionary Lake Havasu City. It's on McCulloch. It's a art and yoga studio. It's a very calming, lovely place. We have City Maytag, Lavish and Glam Studio, Environmental Waste Solutions. We have Christina Perez with Havasu Solar, Pizza Hut, and very fun, Yosemite Axe Throwing.
No way.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was at the Coconino County Fair, and they had a cage for axe throwing. And there was a boyfriend and a girlfriend went up and did it, and they both tanked, right?
Yeah.
I think she stuck the axe once in like three or four throws. It was a buck a throw.
Wow.
Looked like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks really fun in there. But do remember to wear closed-toed shoes. They will make you put on some Crocs. If
I saw that. They did that up in Coconino County, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, so be sure to wear your closed-toed shoes at Yosemite Axe Throwing.
Have you tried it?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
You think you could lift it and over, you know, with two hands and do it?
I have a bad shoulder, so I don't want to throw that. I don't want to mess that up again.
I was wondering, as far as axe throwing, you know, in baseball, if you choke up on the bat, you have a better chance, or they say you do, you have more control over the bat. That's why you see a lot of kids that choke up on the bat. I wonder if you choke up on an axe handle, if you have a better chance at connecting and sticking that throw.
Well, are you supposed to throw it overhead?
Yes. So, but you could still choke up, you know, I don't know.
I mean, you might whack the back of your head.
Right. Or slice your spine.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's a perfect time of year to do that around Halloween, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a little.
Axe throwing at Halloween. Now, that would be a pretty cool Fright Night.
Yeah. Wear your costumes.
A pretty cool Fright Night booth, if you will, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
That would be, very fitting.
Put like a killer clown face up there and you just aim for it.
Yeah, hopefully we can get their ribbon cutting schedule and they do like an axe throw at the ribbon cutting.
I like it.
Yeah,
there you go. We got to get a picture of you axe throwing though, Carrie.
Yeah, we can do it. We can arrange that.
Especially with the guns and all, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I know it's kind of random sometimes. But Carrie Singer's been my guest. She's the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. I got some John Mayer Trio that I found. Have you listened to that?
Oh, yeah.
The blues band?
It's a good album.
This is a fantastic album. I love Pino Palladino on bass, too. Does a great job. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next month.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. You bet. All right. We're going to go out with some John Mayer Trio. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us on Speak Out, Esme Electric, coming up next.
Way over time. See the zoom-in. Oh, yeah. I got a woman. Way over town. She's good to me. Yeah.
Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Herbs Herbs, Sun Power by Esme Electric, the Lewis Team, REMAX by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. That's Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. Just saw Matt Dunstan today. And Matt and the newest representative for Arizona coming in on November 1st. We're going to have Les Olson back in the studio. We're going to double up the number of guests on that one, though, from 1 to 2. And we'll have LesOlson.com in the studio on November 1st. And I'm kind of going through a little... what do you call that? We're calling an audible here because we don't have our sales associate from solarbyesme.com or sunpower by Esme Electric. So I've got Clay Parker on the phone. Clay, a good friend and also a fellow Kiwanian, although he's in a different club, which is the Noon Club in Bullhead City. And Clay, are you still there?
I am. How's it going, Polly?
I heard you poking around. Hey, it's going really good. Appreciate it. And Clay is also, does a lot for Kiwanis, and there's a huge event that a lot of people in Lake Havasu City might not have heard of, but it's called Corn Fest, and it's coming up next weekend on the 21st and 22nd. I'm going to have Clay tell you more about Corn Fest, how it started, and what's going on this year. Go ahead, Clay.
All righty. Yeah, our sixth annual since the return of it. Corn Fest used to take place years ago back in Mojave Valley. They shut it down for a little while. We brought it back about 6 years ago.
Right.
And it'll be taking place on the 21st and 22nd at Gary Keith Park, which is right next to Mojave High School there in Bullhead City. We're going to have a lot going on this year. We have about 50 retail vendors. We got food vendors, live entertainment, and one of the bands I think, you know, most of you guys will be familiar with. And Paul, I think you know who they are, Black Cat X. I think you've heard of them before, right?
That's not why I called you, by the way. And I literally texted Clay about 30 seconds before I came back into the show and said, call this number. So that's why Clay called. He's not working from any notes or anything, folks. And Clay, I really appreciate you bailing me out because I had a guest.
Hey, no problem.
My guest didn't show, and I even confirmed this morning. So anyway, yeah, Black Cat X will be there. We're really looking forward to the return. But we're not playing at night this year. There's something else going on at night, and it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, we team up with Anderson Ford here in Bullhead City, as well as Anderson Nissan and Anderson Toyota. They're out of Havasu, so we really appreciate having the Havasu support from a couple of your guys' dealerships down there, you know, supporting our event down here. And they're going to have the Bullheads Got Talent competition. Now, this is a competition that's been going on for a few months every Thursday night, working all the way up to Cornfest. So Friday night, we're excited to have the semifinals in town. Going on there, and then the finals and the winner will be crowned Saturday night on the main stage under the lights at Cornfest, and we're really excited about that. We have Kid and Nick playing Friday night after. We have Gig Butt playing Saturday night after the event, but we're really excited. That's our feature event this year will be the Bullheads Got Talent competition.
Very cool that you've got Gig Butt that's playing on Saturday night. That's Tim Marcus, good friend of ours, and Tim's had that band forever. But the really cool thing is that Nicole Tracy kept Kid and Nick together after the passing of Kirk Tracy.
Oh, for sure, and that's one thing that we all hope they would do. They played the Oktoberfest. I've seen them around. I know that they just got back from a solo tour, and you know, we asked them to take last year off so that we can get some other bands in. I'm just as excited to have them take the stage on Friday night again.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who's going to take over on sax. That's a tough spot and a tough person to replace on saxophone.
I don't. It is, and it's they did the chicken dance at Oktoberfest,
really?
Which is one of my favorite songs. And I'll tell you what, their guitar player who did the chicken dance part, I've never seen somebody's fingers move that fast on a guitar.
I love that guy. He plays a great guitar.
They sped it up. Yeah, he did a really good job on that. One of the other major events we got going on, and trust me, there's a lot going on. There's fun for the whole family. We got Kids Zone, Teen Zone, food vendors. But our biggest draw is our Scream in the Dark Haunted House.
There's no doubt about it. That really is.
Yeah. This is about a 10,000 square foot custom built haunted maze style haunted house. And that will take place, obviously, the two nights at Cornfest, but it's also going to run the 27th through the 29th. And then again on Halloween night, dark till 10 p.m. each night. And if you come out to Cornfest, you got to stay and go through the haunted house. It's amazing. The guys put a lot of work into it. It takes days and weeks to build. We actually team up with the local high school that we have a key club in, which is the Academy of Building Industries High School. Those teenagers come out and build this haunt for us. They're in on the planning. They're in on it from day one. And it's a great partnership we have with them and a great thing to put on on the community. So
I was in Bullhead City yesterday, Clay, believe it or not, for a doctor's appointment. And I noticed there were some tents over there. It looked like some activity in the Gary Keith Park area. Is that what was happening?
Yes, under the blue and white tent right now, we're building the haunt. Under the red and white tent will be our food court. But, yeah, the tents went up October 1st, and we started building the haunt October 2nd.
Yeah, folks, so if you think I'm exaggerating, folks, that house, I'm telling you, that haunted house has a line going out the door and around that tent. It is always popular. I think it might be $10-$15 at the most. And $7?
So during the nights of Cornfest, it's 7 tickets. Each ticket's a dollar. And then on the off nights of Cornfest, it's $7 to walk through, guys.
Whoa, that is actually pretty cool. I've had people that laugh at haunted houses. They go through and they tell me how good it is, you know, that it is actually pretty scary. So that's a big attraction. So I think the really cool part about Cornfest to me, Clay, is the charitable angle that you guys have, and you actually donate quite a bit of the profits back to the community.
That is correct. Every single section, every game booth, our food trailer, the kids zone, the haunted house, every bit of that, number one, pays directly out to the youth groups that are helping us run. Last year, we paid out over $43,000 to local youth groups that helped us run Cornfest. And then, of course, anything that comes into our Kiwanis group, our mission is to serve the children of the world.
Right.
So all of that money goes right back to the kids of the community.
Dude, that is quite an impact. Over $40,000?
Yes. I think the largest check we wrote was $6,300, and that was to Mojave Choir last year, who ran our kids zone because they get a percentage of our wristband sales, and they were really good last year. The lowest check that we wrote last year to a youth group, I think, was right around $750. Most of them averaged between that and right around $2,000.
I like how you're doing it geared toward youth groups. That's great. And, of course, Kiwanis being that charity around the world that serves the children of the world, that's fantastic. Is there an application process for that, or does the board just go out and choose those groups? How does that work?
There's a sign up for a game booth. They submit, they sign up for the different programs and the youth groups that run, like the choir with the Kids Zone.
Uh-huh.
They have been with us now for 5 years. That has been a big fundraiser for them. So some of it's just partnerships we have. Other ones, it's people to sign up. There's different groups running game booths this year. Some of the groups that ran them last year weren't able to get in this year because they didn't register in time. So we do have a pretty decent registration process for people to get in and do that.
Oh, I see. So you're using the volunteers from those groups that help run the event. They get that money back in return. That's actually pretty cool.
Right. Every single one of the youth groups that, like, for example, the ones running zombie bowling, you know, that's one of the game booths we have. They will get 90% of what's brought in. The other 10% will go to our Kiwanis group, which helps us put on the Easter egg hunt and, you know, the trunk or treat and give our scholarships and stuff like that. So they will actually, 90% of what that booth brings in will go directly to their club.
Right. So I know there's a big DJ in town in the area. She actually broadcasts to all three cities, Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu. DJ Loki is going to be providing entertainment as well when the bands are down, when the Bullhead's Got Talent is down, or the stage is changing. Loki does a great job for you guys.
She does a fantastic job. She not only does our Corn Fest, she does our Trunk or Treat as well. And so we've been partnering up with her for a long time now, and we're excited to have her. She keeps the crowd pumped up, she keeps them entertained, and, you know, just, she's awesome. That's all I could say about her. She's just awesome.
You need to bring Loki in as a member.
I think they used to be years ago. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We got to try to recruit her, huh?
That's right. It's all about the membership. What is your membership now in the Noon Club?
45.
Nicely done. Very nice.
Yeah, 45. Now, real quick, going back to where you're talking about family. First off, understand Cornfest, as of 2020, when we couldn't have it anymore, we had a beer garden our first few years. 2020, we were able to put on the event during COVID, mm-hmm. or the only event that was able to take place, and we cut out the beer garden because we couldn't get the liquor license. And what we saw is we saw more families doing activities together. The parents were in the kid zones. The parents were playing games with the kids. The parents were going through the haunt with the kids. And that's what we originally designed this event for. We wanted it to be families interacting and having fun together. So since 2020, we have not put up a beer garden, and we're not doing it this year either. So because of the fact it's a public park, there are people that do want to drink. They are welcome to bring their own alcohol. They're welcome to bring their own beer, just no glass containers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, still have that beer and still enjoy that time with their families. But we've really changed it up to where we've geared it more towards that true family-friendly event.
Oh, yeah. I remember back to the days when it was in Fort Mojave with Fort Mojave Mesa Kiwanis putting it on. You've come a long way since then, and that Gary Keith Park that has been improved so much over the years thanks to people like Olivia McCormick, it's really a nice event to go to now.
It really is, and it's gonna grow. Right now, we're adding bits and pieces. This year we're adding an axe throwing trailer. That is our new event for this year. But we only got really so much to grow in the 3.6 acres. But over the next couple of years, the north side of Gary Keith Park is going to be finished. And then that's when we're going to majorly expand. We're going to double our vendors. The music will be taking place at the built-in amphitheater. And we're going to be able to bring in a lot more events and do a lot more stuff, having that extra 3 acres there on the north side of the park, too.
Man,
so we're looking forward to that.
Between the axe throwing and pickleball, I'm not sure which one's more popular. Maybe we should combine those events, you think?
That would be an interesting pickleball game.
I'm just saying, right? So tell people where, if they want to become involved either in Cornfest, or that might be too late for that, or in the Noon Kiwanis Club. It's actually called the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Where do you guys meet? How do they get involved? I know you can go to, like, the first three meetings, that sort of thing, just to get, a feel for it. Tell people how they can actually get involved with your club.
First off, we do meet at Chaparral in about 10 minutes. I'm actually
nice.
Standing outside the door, and everybody's looking at me right now because I'm actually heading into our Kiwanis meeting. We meet
awesome.
First through third Thursday or Tuesdays, Wednesdays, I'm sorry. What day is it? My days are running together.
It's Wednesday, Clay. All day and half the night.
Okay. So the first through third Wednesdays, we meet at noon at Chaparral. The last Wednesday of the month is always our evening meeting, which will rotate. But you're always welcome to come into a meeting if you want to check out more of our signature events, our service learning projects and what we do. They can go to crkiwanis.com. If you want to learn more about Cornfest, go to cornfestbhc.com. Everything is on there, the times, the entertainment schedule, how much everything costs, what all the games are. Everything's listed there. And it's never too late if you want to get involved in Cornfest. Show up at the park. Let us know you want to volunteer. It takes an army to put this on. This is something that's not planned overnight. We start in March. And it's a lot. So it takes an army to put it on, and we're always welcome. always welcome help.
Yeah, all hands on deck for the members, that's for sure. Well, give everyone my best. Let them know that Paul Lavoie helped you out and with a little bit of free promotion. And thank you so much for helping us out in filling this time. And go ahead and recap again the dates for Cornfest and the prices to get in and that sort of thing and what's happening.
Okay, it's free to get in. If you want to park in the main parking lot, it is $2. All that money goes to Mojave High School ROTC. Mm-hmm. So every bit of that goes to them. They're the ones that handle our parking. The event dates is next Friday, October 21st, and Saturday, October 22nd. Friday will run 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, it's a long 12-hour day, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Gary Keith Park, that's at the corner of Marina and Highway 95 in Bullhead. Can't miss us. Can't miss the tents. Come on out. Tickets are $1. We do have some family packs. I think you can get 20 tickets and 2 wristbands. I do believe, off the top of my head here, I'm thinking it's about $32. $28, I think it is, actually. 28 or 32, one of the two. Sorry, guys. But all of those prices are listed on our website. We have 9 food vendors out there. Hooked on Pokey is going to be there. Street Tacos. Kiwanis Morning Club is going to be out there selling some stuff. We have corn, pizza, turkey legs. Kona Ice will be out there. We have a bunch. It's going to be a blast.
I heard the commish talking about those turkey legs. I still call Ken the commish because he was the commissioner of our fantasy football team back in the day. So Ken Sondergroth, of course, a long time Bullhead, what is it? Not Bullhead Kiwanis. It is the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River. He's been a member of the Noon Club
member
forever. Yeah, Noon Club.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I'm excited to have him as a co-chair. Him and I work really well together on this event. His main focus has been the axe throwing trailer and the turkey legs.
Of course it has.
On those, job well done, Ken.
Of course it has. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I might actually take a spin with the axe throwing myself. See if we can get the muscle memory going with those axes, right?
Speak out, listeners. Watch YouTube, then.
That's funny. All right, Clay, thanks again for joining us today. Tell everyone in the club I said hi. And I will see you personally next Saturday when we load in.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a great meeting.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later.
Love it.
All right. Again, that's Clay. And Clay is the co-chair for the Havasu Corn Fest this year. Clay Parker in Bullhead City from the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River. I almost said Lake Havasu City. All right, our meeting is actually tomorrow. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out in a moment. It's kind of threw me for a loop for a second having to fill all that time, but we're back on track. All right, stay with us. We'll be back with the final shot in a moment.
No news is good news coming. You got a way to find. Don't go and blow it. You do everything.
Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Don't forget about the Vet Center First Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Colors Walk. It's their inaugural event. Join them this Saturday at 10 a.m. That is 1720 Mesquite Avenue, Suite 101, park on the side of the building in the empty lot. And dress as costume, tutus, or wigs. Be silly, be noticed, and definitely wear pink. More information, 505-0394, 928-505-0394. All right, Brian Springberg on tomorrow. That does it for me. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Looks like I've got a little bit more time, a couple minutes, in fact. So, all right, there's a farmer's market that's up in Kingman. It's every Saturday through October 29th, and it's open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 102 East Beale Street in Kingman. Now, the reason we tell you about this particular farmer's market is because any monies that are donated or generated via fundraisers, like a car wash, that sort of thing, are sent to Veterans United. And Frankie Lyons over there at Veterans United. So you can email Scooter, S-K-O-O-T-E-R, 86401 at yahoo.com, or call 928-303-3341. There's also a stand down for veterans that is Saturday, October 22nd, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Aquatic Center, Relics and Rods Hall. Of course, that's on 100 Park Avenue here in Lake Havasu City. There's legal aid, housing assistance, resume guidance, employment opportunities, VA benefit applications, health care screenings, and more. There's a clothing closet as well. Complimentary coffee, donuts, and lunch provided by the Elks Lodge, $23.99. And for more information, that's 626-327-1077. All right. Again, that does it for me. I'm Paul Lavoie. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. You're going to want to join us for Brian Springberg tomorrow. And Ron Gould this Friday will be in as well.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.